This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Asian Development Bank to provide grant and loan amounting to 105.59 billion rupees for implementation of three projects in Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva urges India to open additional air routes to Nepal. Sudur Paschim Royals and Janakpur Bulls competing in finals for NPL title tomorrow. And Russian President Putin says he is ready to meet US President-elect Trump to talk Ukrainian deal. Now the news in detail. The Government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed loan and grant agreements amounting to 777.6 million US dollars, equivalent to 105.59 billion rupees for the implementation of three projects and a program in Nepal. The ADB will support 6.52 billion rupees grant and the remaining amount as concessional loan. The financing agreement for the implementation of Kathmandu Valley Water Supply Improvement Project Phase 2, South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Corporation, Electricity Transmission and Distribution Strengthening Project, and Green Resilient and Inclusive Development Program were signed. At a program organized in Kathmandu today, Finance Secretary Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire and ADB's Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Coker, signed the agreement on behalf of the Government of Nepal and ADB respectively. On the occasion, Finance Secretary Ghimire expressed his appreciation to ADB for its consistent support and partnership. Likewise, Country Director of ADB Coker emphasized the key features of the project, including their financing structures and significance for Nepal's economy. The ADB Country Director reiterated ADB's strong commitment to supporting Nepal's development priorities, particularly in climate adaptation, agricultural productivity and water resources management, and support to achieve sustainable development goals. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deva has urged India to open additional air routes, highlighting the potential to boost tourism and strengthen bilateral connectivity. In her address as the chief guest to the Indo-Nepal Economic Conference held in New Delhi today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana also called on the private Indian Airlines operators to start services to Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport for enhancing economic ties and deepening people-to-people connections. At the conference, Dr. Rana also urged the Indian private sector and entrepreneurs to take advantage of the vast investment potential and opportunities in Nepal. The Foreign Affairs Minister also discussed the greater potential of religious and cultural tourism in Nepal and India. She expressed Nepal's readiness to establish bilateral investment agreements with countries to attract foreign investors. The Health Ministry has warned of taking actions against doctors who remain absent in their duty station during office time. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel directed the officials concerned to take actions against those disobedient doctors, saying complaints have been received at the Hello Swasthya, the complaints hearing unit of the ministry. The health minister also instructed the officials to make arrangements for making the electronic attendance system mandatory in hospitals. A new case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Nepal again. According to Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the infection was detected in a 36-year-old male who returned home from Saudi Arabia on Thursday. He underwent medical test at the National Public Health Laboratory. Spokesperson Dr. Budathoki added that the infected person is being treated in isolation at the Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital. The monkeypox infection was also detected at a foreign national in Nepal 2 years ago. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey says the formulation of new policy on tourism is at final stage. Talking to journalists in Chitwan today, Tourism Minister Pandey stated that the draft of the new policy has reached the final stage and discussions are being held with the stakeholders. The Tourism Minister added that the ministry is preparing to celebrate the Visit Nepal decade from 2025 to 2035. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Mughling Narayanagarh section of Prithvi Highway would remain closed for a week during daytime from the 2nd of December. The road section would be closed for 3 hours daily till December 28th, as the road section has to be improved by cutting the rock wall of Pokhare Veer and Bisaltar. According to engineer of Nagdunga Mughling Road Project West Section, Bijay Durai, construction activities would be carried out from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., prohibiting the entry of vehicles. However, movements of ambulances and vehicles of security bodies would be allowed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his readiness to meet with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump at any time to discuss a potential peace deal regarding the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. According to AFP News Agency, Leader Putin, during his annual end-of-year news conference on Thursday, emphasized his openness to negotiations and the possibility of compromises. He acknowledged that it has been more than 4 years since he last communicated with Trump, but he remains eager for talks, stating that Russia is prepared for discussions with the incoming U.S. president. Putin's remarks come amid growing concerns in Kyiv, where fears are mounting that Trump might push for a peace agreement that could favor Moscow. Meanwhile, Ukraine has sent 6 diplomatic missions to Kyiv were damaged on Friday in a Russian missile attack on the center of the Ukrainian capital. Al Jazeera cited Ukraine's foreign ministry as saying the Albanian, Argentine, North Macedonian, Palestinian, Portuguese and Montenegrin missions were damaged. Malaysia's government has agreed in principle to resume the search for the wreckage of missing Malaysia Airlines flight MS370 more than 10 years after it disappeared in one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries. According to Al Jazeera, the country's transport minister, Anthony Luke, said on Friday that the proposal to search a new area in the southern Indian Ocean came from United States-based exploration company Ocean Infinity. Flight MS-370, a Boeing carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew, vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8, 2014. Malaysian Transport Minister stated that Ocean Infinity would receive $70 million if the wreckage found is substantive. The company had also conducted the most recent search for the plane that ended in 2018. Now sports updates. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Jonakpur Bulls are competing in finals for the title of the first edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL tomorrow. Talking to media person during pre-match conference today, both teams said they are all prepared for the finals of the NPL to be held at TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur of Kathmandu. Sudhir Paschim Royals entered the final of the NPL, defeating Jonakpur Bulls in the qualifier 1 on the league, while Jonakpur Bulls booked its place for the finals, defeating Karunali Yaks in the qualifier 2. Meanwhile, Nepal has lost today's final match of Super 4 of the ACC Women Under-19 Asia Cup. In the match held in Malaysia, Bangladesh defeated Nepal by 9 wickets. With this victory, Nepal will play. With this victory, Bangladesh will play its final match with India. Today's match was reduced to 11 overs following the rainfall. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, Nepal scored 54 runs in 11 overs at the loss of 8 wickets. Bangladesh chased the victory target of 55 run in 9.5 overs, losing 1 wicket. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of scattered to light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Asian Development Bank to provide grant and loan amounting to 105.59 billion rupees for implementation of three projects in Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva urges India to open additional air routes to Nepal. Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Janakpur Bulls competing in finals for NPL title tomorrow. And Russian President Putin says he's ready to meet US President-elect Trump to talk Ukrainian deal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.